About the what?
Our stories revolve around the land of Israel. The Medrash says that Hashem says, this is my chosen land. There's a Medrash that discusses that when Hashem created the earth, He created veins of nutrients that run through the earth. There's a system. Before the flood, people used to be able to taste the earth, and they could find the different veins that run through the earth and plant in specific places. They knew by tasting the earth, they knew which trees and which fruits and which vegetables would grow well in different places, not only based upon the climate, but also they knew how to tap into these veins that run through the earth. All the veins, we have a tradition, they all begin at the Temple Mount. The blessing runs from there outward. So in the land of Israel, you just have to know how to tap into the blessing. There's a lot of blessing here because a lot of veins are running through the land of Israel. Hashem says, this is my beloved land, and the land is blessed. We find that the blessing of the land is described to us in the Torah about how many spies it took to carry one vine of grapes. So that's already a description of how great the fruits were in the land of Israel. And then in the Talmud and Midrashim, we have a series of stories that describe how blessed the fruits, the material aspect of the land of Israel was during the period of the First Temple, Second Temple, and then it slowly diminished after the destruction of the Second Temple. We have a story that they once found a big vegetable. We don't know exactly what type of vegetable it was. It appears often in the Mishnah. It's called a lefet. And they wanted to take it home, and out came a fox. So you see that the lefet was big enough that the fox made a house inside. He made a little den inside the lefet. Now, if lefet is a gourd, a pumpkin, so that's squash. So we understand that today. We also have very big big squash. Yeah, they make squash the size of a, I mean, squash grows here the size of a baby's crib. Another story that we're told is that Rabbi Shimon bar Tachlifa, his father sent him to plant kruv, which we call cabbage. His father planted cabbage in his garden, and when the sons inherited the garden, they had to come and pick the cabbage. But the story that we're told is that the cabbage had grown so much during the period between when his father passed away and he came to inherit and take over the cabbage, that they had to climb on ladders to pick the leaves from the top of the cabbage. The cabbage grew to be taller than a human being. Rabbi Yossi told the story about a person who came from Shichin, that he inherited three branches of chardal, which might be mustard, and the three branches grew from one stalk, from one trunk. And one time, one of the branches broke off, and it was so big, that branch, that from one branch, they got 9 kav, which is the equivalent of mustard seeds are very small. So 9 kav would be approximately like 6 soda bottles. A huge volume of mustard seeds came off of one branch, and they had enough small branches coming off of that one branch that they could use it for a sukkah, for schach, to cover a small sukkah. So that's another description we have about the fruits of Israel. And if you look, let's say, at the Yemenite esrog, so you see, we have lemons this big, okay? They have esrogim that are this big. I mean, you have pictures. You got to hold them with two hands. So we see these abnormal fruits. And in the time of the Second Temple and afterwards, we have stories that the blessing continued. Rabbi Shimon learned by Rav Chiya bar Ada, and one time there were 3 days that he didn't come to Rav Chiya bar Abba didn't come to teach Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish's son. So when he came back, they asked him, "Why didn't you come for the last 3 days? We hired you to teach my son." And he said, "I was very busy. I couldn't come. My father left me as an inheritance one grapevine, and the grapes all ripened, and I had to harvest the grapes so they don't get ruined. I picked the grapes, I squeezed them out, I put the juice in pitchers and barrels. The first day, I harvested 300 grape clusters, and from the juice of each cluster, I filled a whole barrel. The next morning, I harvested another 300. Remember, this is one grapevine. From the next morning, I had to harvest another 300 from that same grapevine. And from each two clusters, I filled a barrel. And on the third day, I was down to the more, the poor quality grapes. I gathered 300 clusters that were smaller clusters. And from each three clusters, I filled a barrel of wine. I couldn't let this great, I filled the whole storage house with wine. I couldn't let all of this get ruined. But the truth is that I had more than I could store, and that I only took half of the grapes on the vine. The other half I left for Hefker. I said, whoever wants could take it, because I couldn't house it. I didn't have the capacity to house it. So Reish Lakish said, if you wouldn't have stopped teaching my son, if you would have continued learning and let others do your job and paid them from the produce, so then, believe me, you would have made it, you would have made better money. You shouldn't have taken the 3 days off. You could have hired people. You have so many grapes, so why don't you hire someone else to do the job? Not only that, in the merit of your Torah, you would have had a better pranasa. So these are some of the stories, and Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with some more stories about how in the land of Israel the fruits were blessed and the crops grew with tremendous abundance.